Some pitied him a great deal, and some did not pity him very much, because they said he might have known better than to try to cross an unsafe bridge, and should have made his horse swim the river. Pity, however, seemed rather to predominate. Some pitied the man and some the horse. All pitied the poor sick mother and her six helpless children. Among this pitying party was a rough son of the West, who knew what it was to migrate some hundreds of miles over new roads to locate a destitute family on a prairie. Seeing the man's forlorn situation and looking around on the bystanders, he said, "All of you seem to pity these poor people very much, but I would beg leave to ask each of you how much." "There, stranger," continued he, holding up a $10 bill, "there is the amount of my pity, and if others will do as I do, you may soon get another pony. God bless you." It is needless to state the effect that this act of charity produced. In a short time, the happy emigrant arrived at his destination, and he is now a thriving farmer and a neighbor to him who was his friend in need and a friend indeed.